My Christmas gift to you is that I'm tracking on all the Portland startup news. So you don't have to. You can just relax. And I will deliver this little gift of a podcast episode right to you. Portland. Happy holidays. Hello, ho, 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 hello. What is that? Reindeer on the roof? I want to cover this one because I released the podcast and then the news came out and I was like, so a company called Shelpful, stands super helpful, Shelpful, they managed to land $3 million from Sam Altman's Apollo projects. But it makes sense because they've got alums from like Y Combinator and Microsoft and Amazon. They're working in the AI. They have the talent from the big tech companies and experience and Sam Altman, the OpenAI guy and former Y Combinator dude, put a little money into that company to help them out. So this will be an exciting one to watch. Great way to end 2023. Looking forward to tracking on Shelpful in 2024. Just a super exciting way to end the year. You know, Demolicious is going to be back. Demolicious is your opportunity to get up on stage in front of a crowd and just talk to people about what you're building. Could be a side project, could be a fully fledged company. They don't care. They just want to hear about the cool stuff. The crowd says, yeah, I like what you said. Here, you're my favorite. And then they tally up all those votes. And then at the end, you win a little prize. You win a belt that you get to hang on to. Like a big champ. Until the next Demolicious, which happens the following month. So if you plan on attending Demolicious on Wednesday, January 17th, these are the companies you are going to hear pitch. And you, your job is to help decide who the crowd favorite is because you're part of the crowd. Beach Necessities, Evergreen Inc., Fireproof, Frontend.dev, just send it. Kickplan, Marrow, Remembrance, Tolly Inc. Demolicious is back. I'm glad it's back. Excited to see all these people who are open to sharing what they're working on. And really looking forward to seeing what the outcome of that Demolicious is. Are you still struggling to find a few gifts for startup type people? Look, I'm the last one to complain about people procrastinating. I'm Startup Santa. I don't even deliver gifts until Christmas morning. So you still, in my opinion, have plenty of time. So if you're looking for like a startup-y gift or gift for a startup founder, don't worry, I got you. I got you. I'm here to help all the startup folks get the gifts they want or give the gifts they want to give. So I took the opportunity to record a short list of some fairly Portland-centric startup gifts that are available for people. They don't have to be startup people. You could be the startup people, and you could give the other folks the startup people-y gifts. It doesn't matter. These are good gifts for anyone. I don't know if you can get them by mail or delivery, but you know, a few of them are books, so you can wander over to Powell's and just grab those books. Hopefully it helps. You know, I like being Startup Santa. Maybe it's a new thing. Maybe it's something I do on a regular basis. Who knows? I literally just got off the phone. The phone. I don't use a phone. It's a magic internet box in my pocket. I don't use it for phone stuff. Literally just had the opportunity to host an amazing and wonderful Ask Me Anything session with the Portland startup community. A lot of people were nice enough to come out and hang out in the chat and hopefully answer some questions that you may have as well. People were helping one another out. We got some new ideas about stuff we could do for the community. I'm telling you, I was kind of not sure what was going to come out of it. But by the time it ended, I was super jazzed and I remain incredibly bullish about the Portland startup community in 2024. If you're interested in getting involved in the Portland startup community or connecting with other founders or connecting with other startups, whether you're a community organizer or a founder yourself, or you want to be a founder or you want to get involved in startups, hopefully we were able to convey some information that will be helpful. Hey, did we try? What? You got to try. Maybe we failed. I don't know, but better to try and fail than not try at all or something. That's what Startup Santa always says. Okay, that's it for this week. I'll still be back. We still have time in 2023. Turn that frown upside down. If you celebrate Christmas, you've got Christmas, but then there's that whole week between Christmas and New Year's. I'll be back. I'm sure there'll be news. There'll at least be stuff to talk about. So I'll see you again in 2023, and I'm looking forward to it. But what I would like you to do is take this kind of slowed down time, really take some time to take a breath, maybe relax a little, unplug, spend time with family and friends, because you deserve it. So hang in there. I hope you get some downtime. I hope you take some time to relax. Of course, happy holidays to you and yours. And until we get the chance to sit down and chat again, please keep up the good work.